Review Test, Units 5 and 6.
Well, now we come to the part of our show known as Living to the Extreme, when we hear about people who have done amazing things. Harry, who are you going to tell us about today?
Today, I'm going to tell you all about a British man named Sean Conway. Now, a lot of people like to travel between the northern end of the UK, that's John O'Groats in Scotland, and the southern end, which is Land's End in England. People have walked or ridden their bikes from one end to the other, and the distance by road is a little more than 1,400 kilometers. But Sean has done something different. He's just swum from Land's End to John O'Groats. The distance in the water is about 1,450 kilometers, and he's become the first man in history to do it.
Wow! How long did it take him?
Well, Sean expected the journey to take 2 months, but in the end it took about four, 135 days to be exact. But he only spent 90 days in the water. He often couldn't swim because the weather was so terrible.
What was it like in the water?
It sounded pretty miserable, to be honest. Each time he got in the water, he had to swim for about 5 hours. His face became so cold that he couldn't eat properly and lost a lot of weight, about 6.5 kilograms. However, he drank about 20 liters of seawater during the swim, although he didn't want to. He also had to grow an enormous beard to protect his face from all the animals in the water.
How did he feel during the swim?
He got very lonely. And when the swim started to take longer than 2 months, he became very worried. He didn't want to stop, but he had a team of helpers next to him in a boat. They had to spend more time with him than everyone expected. But luckily, they completed the journey with him.
Has he swum long distances before?
No, he was never a serious swimmer before this event. But he has done other extreme things, including climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, Africa, wearing a penguin costume, and riding a bike across 6 continents in 116 days.
Climbing Kilimanjaro wearing a penguin costume? Riding a bike across 6 continents in 116 days? Why does Sean do these, crazy things?
Well, he calls himself an adventurer, and he wants to raise money for charity. The money from the swim is for children in Africa and Asia.
Does he know those places? Has he ever spent any time there?
He knows Africa very well. He grew up there, so it's a very special place for him.
How much money has he raised from the swim?
At the moment, he's raised about $16,000.
Well, that is awesome. The world needs people like Sean. They do crazy things, but a lot of good comes from them. Let's hope his next project is even more exciting.